Hello guys, welcome to the first episode on Playing the Podcast. I'm your host Drek, and with me,
your boy JJ.
Moving on, we apologize for the lapses. This was supposed to have dropped 1 week earlier, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, we didn't drop. We're sorry guys.
Ah, Omo, we don't fuck up.
I swear, bro. We don't fuck up.
So how our first impression thing be like?
Man, will you guys forgive us like this? We hope to give you guys the content you hope for. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And today we're bringing you the gist for today.
Better gists.
Yeah, my first love. Your first love. We're talking about first love.
Yeah.
So you can join in the conversation and just tell us about your first love. Tell us about questions and what you would want us to talk about in subsequent episodes. With love comes expectations. It's funny how there is a bunch of love doctors out there, but still a high level of heartbreak. Love is hard.
Very hard.
Love is hard, they say. How do you handle love when it's false? How do you handle love when it hits hard? How do you handle love when you're hurt? How do you even love when it's the first? Your first love, our gist for today, JJ.
Which JJ? I was supposed to ask you that. Who was your first love, Trev?
Talking about first loves, there are a couple of things that I feel that is important in talking about first loves. Are you still together with your first love? How long did the relationship, if there was any, how long did the relationship with your first love last? Do you miss your first love? Now, the relationship with your first love, was it toxic or healthy? If there is a chance, would you revert back to that relationship? So, JJ, kindly tell us about your first love. Jesus. Who's that first person that JJ? Who's that first person?
See, I don't want to do this. I'm having second thoughts. Because
I'm doing this.
Bro.
A lot of secrets will be let out. But
we're playing here. That's why it's called a play podcast. So
yeah.
My first love, if I'm not mistaken, it should be.
You don't have to stay today. Don't cast
yourself.
You don't have to, guy. Do not cast yourself.
My first love, so there's no need for the name now.
Yeah.
Wherever she is, she's there. But I know she still likes me. And that's, I know she still likes
me. I'm very sure about that.
I'm very sure. But it's just that me, I did fuck up now, so get.
Okay, just tell us about your first love. How did it happen?
Bro, it was just like pure. Everything was just on the normal level. Like, I didn't come with any motive. It just happened. Like, it was pure. You know, now, if you want to run me, you would try to hit down. I have motive for hitting you up now, that kind of thing. Okay. But this thing just happened. It just came up, man.
Okay.
Me looking at you, I was shy. At that time, we're all innocent now.
Very innocent.
What I just knew was, I just want to be with this person, No other thoughts was coming into my mind, man. When you see this person, you're always happy. You could always want to do anything for this person. And bro, see, I think she stayed in my compound that year. Like, anytime she's outside, oh boy, my body will be scratching me. I'll be like, oh my God, jump outside. And that time, my pops used to give us, he'll tell us, don't come outside. That time, I'll break the rule.
You broke the rule for love.
I broke the rule for love. Because that time, I didn't know. I was just acting based on pure feelings then. Pure feelings.
Okay. The chills that love used to give.
Chill.
Now, JJ quoted a lot of important things. love and his innocence. That's the first love, the innocence of first love.
Yeah.
With no motive. You just want to love the person for who the person is. You want to have the person for what you feel for the person.
Yeah.
Pure, true, undiluted motive.
Exactly.
Nothing else.
Exactly.
And it was funny how first loves don't usually last long. In my view of things.
No, generally, because
if people might have a different motive on first love, but for me, my first love did not last.
No, but who was your first love?
Calm down.
You see the thing now.
Guy, I swear, I cannot do that. Now,
no, describe her. Maybe I'll have an idea.
She's beautiful.
What skin tone?
What's this? Shall middle between the chocolate and just, you know, my type now.
I know your type.
She was, well, that was back then in secondary school. Beyond diluted love. Although then I can remember very well in my primary school that I used to run some very secretive things.
So we got our first love. No,
that was not my first love. That was not my first love. But I could remember then that I liked some girls.
Mm.
Then when my mom told me that I should write for a particular school, I was like, no, because I wanted to go to the school that she went to.
We're crazy so, then, right?
Then we wrote this primary four exam. Now the primary four exam was supposed to, if you passed a particular school, you were going to be promoted to primary six.
Yeah.
But if you didn't pass the school, you're going to go to primary five. Double promotion and all of that. So we wrote the exam. We're in the same class then. Remember, I'm not talking about my first level. I just want to bring back this scenario. So we wrote this exam. Again, as I was in the exam hall, we're like, I'm going to write this because the girl was very brainy. And then I was very, very...
You were brain new.
I was all brain new. I was all brain new. But then I read for the exam and I wanted to pass.
But did you know?
I wanted to be in the same class with her. Hmm. Remember, this is not my first love. This is not my first love.
No, I know. You've been a bad guy, right? For time. I'm not even sure if you have.
I'm sorry about that. But then, so we wrote the exam and the results came out. You know, when you are scrolling in the names, then you're going through the names to see the class that you fell into. I went to primary six to check for my name. And I checked primary six, my name wasn't there. I saw her name there.
Oh, shit.
I remember I said she was very smart. And I went to primary five and I saw my name. And I went to meet her. She was like, I didn't do well in my exam. That's why she was so smart then. I don't even.
But what happened to all your jacking now? Like, I thought you said you read for the exam.
I got smart now. Then I don't know what I jacked. But I didn't pass the exam and I wasn't promoted to primary six. But that wasn't first love. I can remember my first love vividly. In secondary school, I was this kind of person that always wanted to mingle with everybody. I was friends with everybody. Everybody was my friend, and I just, males, everybody was my friend. But there's this particular girl that...
Okay, so your first crush didn't happen till secondary school?
My first love.
First love, sorry.
Yeah.
But you had other crushes.
Yeah, I had other crushes, but you know this, people tend to misunderstand what love means.
Yeah.
Love is a deep feeling. Love is hard. Remember I said love is very hard. And I can remember that I had that feeling for once. That was the first time I had that feeling. And mine was not with pure innocence, because then I was so good at friend zoning people that even if you liked me, I will call you my friend. You understand?
So how about the one she liked?
She liked me. How I knew she liked me was because a friend of mine, one of my very close friends, came to tell me then. It was February. It was beginning of February then. And he came to tell me that because he was friends with her. were in different arms of class.
Yeah.
So he was friends with her and they were playing and he got to go into her bag. Then he saw this card. The card was with my name.
Oh boy.
My name. And I was the only one bearing that name in the whole of the school.
Are you sure?
I was very sure.
What if she wanted to give it to somebody outside?
Calm down now. That was the line. That was the school she came with. It's as if you knew. So the girl was like, you want to keep this promise? And she was like, no, it's another promise. She was like, it's another promise. And she tried to deny it. The girl was like, like he was going to tell me because he was my guy.
Yeah.
Then he came up to me. And later on, he came up to me and told me that, see this babe, this babe wrote this thing for you. I said, we're so much in our school then that I couldn't place who he was.
Yeah.
We're not friends. Me and the girl, we didn't know. I only knew our elder sister. That was the only person I knew. So he came up to me and told me this. So I was like, my idea there was that, she liked me.
Yeah,
that's cool. I'll just get the card and go with the flow. I wanted to just go with the flow. So he told her to give me the card. That was my friend. He told her to give me the card, but she was scared to give me the card. He persisted, continually told her, give this guy the card. The guy know they bite. Give him the card.
It's like you sound like you were one hot cake then.
Yeah. Although you are very mad. The one I was not a hot cake then, but at least I played a couple of games then. So my idea then was that, and I found out that she had money. Then if you took La Casera and Gala, you'd be big boy. You'd be big boy. So, and she would always call me out for during break time, then buy me. We'll go to the Malam Yabuki shop then she would give me the Gala and La Casera.
I
didn't live life that time.
Yeah.
If I come like this, my guy will always be like, guy, how far? And that time, they know they let me rest. If they just gather me, we'll go chop on together. But then, remember I said she had a car, but she had not given me this car yet, just yet. We used to, she used to give me the drinks and all of that, but we never really had a conversation. And she messaged me on Facebook this particular day. She was like, hi. We just talked. I've got to know ourselves a little bit more. Remember, I never thought of loving her, if there's anything like that. I never felt that I was going to love her. I was just playing and I just wanted to go with the flow.
Yeah.
So she, Valentine's Day had passed. She had not given me the card. Then this particular day, after school closed, she came up to me and she was like, she wanted to give me something. She was with her school bag then just shaking it, and she wanted to give me something. I was like, give me now. She was like, no. I think she opened her bag, closed it, then she said she's scared. I said, what are you scared of? Just give me the thing. Card. Like she should give me the card. And then she told me that I should take her bag. She gave me her bag. That she gonna take. I should go somewhere else to bring out the card. I collected the bag, JJ. I left. I opened this bag. I unzipped it. Then I brought out the card. Then I read it. I smiled. I was like, again. You know those cards there, those love cards. Yeah. We used to get them. Yeah, that was something like that she got for me for Valentine's Day, stating she loved me this and this and that. Then to cut the story short, we continued talking. Then she fell out of love for me.
Because you were giving her
mixed feelings. She wasn't sure
yeah
she wasn't sure what to feel. I wasn't giving her what she wanted.
Yeah.
I wasn't giving her what she wanted. This is my close guy, not the other guy I talked about that had previously dated her. He had previously dated. Then I've not been in any relationship. What is my business relationships then? But there was this guy that I would always date. He was my G, and the guy now player. I know that guy now player. Yeah, and she broke up with him. We were talking on Facebook. That's when she got to tell me all of this. Then she was telling me then that she loved me, this. But eventually she fell out of love for me. All the things we used to do. Then during break, we would just walk around the school together, gisting, talking. Then I realized that all of it stopped. Our messages usually came in. Maybe I come back from school then. I was not
expecting a message.
I would just see a pop-up message, you know? From Facebook. I can't tell you her name. You're the casting guy. Our message is just popping. Then Facebook a lot. Then I'll open, I'll smile. Hi, love. Hi, baby. What did I know? Then I'll smile. And this particular day, I didn't see the message. The next day, I didn't see the message. And I didn't see her in school. Remember, I said we're in different years of class. Then she was the one that used to come and look for me in my class. So I didn't see her message. I was expecting a pop-up message. I didn't see it. Then I messaged her when I got home. I was like, hi, what's up? I did not see you. She didn't reply to my message.
She read it.
She did not reply to my message. That is the first time they left me on red.
My God.
You know, there's a first time for everything. And that was the first time they left me on red. She left me on red. Didn't respond to my message. When we met in school, I saw her. There was this passage and I saw her. I walked up to her and told her hi. She was like, hi. She was giving me very sharp responses.
Bad vibes.
Very bad vibes, guy. She was giving me very bad vibes. I went back home. Then I realized I was in love with this girl, guy. Love is bad. Then I would just be with the system waiting for this girl's message. So I was this. Then I was very proud. I was proud.
You're so proud now, so.
Fucking okay. I was proud then. I was so proud that I would pretend like I'm not hurt. I wouldn't tell her my feelings. I wouldn't tell her what I felt. So a particular day came after a very long while. I messaged her again. She didn't respond after viewing the message.
Again.
Then I went to Google. I was like, heartbreak quotes. God, no mess. It was bad. It was really bad. I felt really heartbroken. I couldn't sleep at night. I felt that was the first feeling of love I ever had.
Love made you to go to Google. And you were typing. That was what did you type him?
Guy, I can't remember. What.
It's like, how to make a girl that has lost interest in you fall in love with
and
you back.
It was just fucked up. I first sent a breakup quote to her. Then I came back and sent a love quote. Then I sent
still on red. Still on red.
She was reading every one of them.
She wasn't saying anything.
She wasn't saying anything, guy.
I've seen it all. Guy, you went through a lot, man.
It was bad. Then I realized I loved her. I started seeing
so
her.
So why were you forming her like that?
Yeah, I was fucking proud.
Shit, man. Love is crazy.
Love is bad. Love is bad. I was love struck, guy. Love did me a very bad thing. And I really hope it isn't like that for everyone out there. My first love fucked me up. It really fucked me up. It took me a very long while for me to recover from it. And that's my first love. So answering those questions, I'm not together with my first love.
We got your
in last.
It was like your first love, the feeling wasn't mutual, or it was She had it at some point. It was but like, she wasn't your first love. You were not her first love.
Ah, the girl. She had already run. So. Okay. I was like, Lena. Yeah. So it was like a, what do you call this? For kids? Slide, the slide.
Okay.
That when one person is up, the other person is down.
Okay.
When the other person is up, one person is down. So that's how it was. When she was in love with me, I was in love
you
with her.
My
love is fucked up. There's this saying that you only remember, or you only fall in love with her when you've lost her.
Hmm.
That kind of love is fucked up. It fucks you up.
But
and it puts you in a state of devastation. You are. You don't know where.
How was your mindset then?
Guy, I was fucked up.
You going to school then? Like,
let me tell you this. I almost forgot. Before, I can remember vividly a particular day, a particular night we were talking. She told me to listen to this particular song by Demi Lovato. And then I didn't have a phone that was browsing, so I had to call my dad's phone. I stole his phone and downloaded it immediately. I just had to. This is Demi Lovato's song, Heart Attack. I'm sure you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very old. It came out, I think, 2013 or so. So she told me to listen to the song. I downloaded the song. I learned every beat of the lyrics. Cool. Then I can't remember it now, but I know that I talked about something like putting my defenses up because I don't want to fall in love. If I ever did that, I think I'd have a heart attack. Never put my love out on the line. Never said yes to the right guy. Never had trouble getting what I want.
Hmm.
But when it comes to you, I'm never good enough.
She was oh shit.
She felt I listened to these lyrics and I was very stupid. Stupid me.
No, when she told you to listen to this song, what were you feeling?
I was like heart attack. I was like, Ned, do you want to break up with me? I was clueless. I didn't understand what she was trying to say. She was way smarter than me.
Oh shit. And all the girls you've been talking about, way smarter.
You're very crazy.
You must be a dumb fool.
You're very crazy. So she told me to listen to it and I listened to it and I didn't read any meaningful meaning. It's just, I think after like 2 years, that's when I read me into the song. The part that said, when it comes to you, I'm never good enough. Then I realized that she felt I wasn't good enough for her. That's why she left me.
Shit, man.
It fucked me up. That love fucked me up. It was really, 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 really bad. Till now, I don't know where she is, but wherever you are, I will tell you. Wherever you are, thunder will fire you.
You could tell her, call her name now.
I'm not going to call her name. I'm not calling her name.
Maybe if one of her friends.
But wherever she is, I want to pay tribute to you. You were my first love.
No, so sweet.
And although it was bad loving you, it was really bad. It was really bad because I started to have a bad vibe for love. So I always don't want to love after that. I could be in a relationship with you but not fall in love with you. I felt completely in love with her. It took me a very long while before I could recover from it.
But you know where I feel I'm lucky a bit, because mine was actually mutual.
Okay, she loved you too.
She loved me too.
There was a balance. Fuck you, bro. Fuck you, bro.
And I wasn't like so, you that proud behavior covered my face.
Okay.
I was very humbled and like, so I was like, when I saw the green lights, what were we waiting for?
So are you still together with her?
We talk, but
you're not together, you're not in a relationship.
Nah. What you said, man, I don't think first love lasts. Like, it just happens, but it doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I realized. that first love just happens.
It's just a person you can never forget.
It's an experience. When it comes to first love, there's a name that comes to your mind. And if this name doesn't come to your mind, then I'm not sure you've experienced first love, or you are hiding from the fact that you've been in love with this person. And first love, as you said, is very innocent.
Very,
very innocent. First love happens once in your life.
Yes.
First love happens once in your life. And first love is unique.
But have you been any girl's first love before?
I guess so. I don't know.
I know of one. The girl actually told me. She told me that I was her first love. And I was like, whoa, bro. Mike.
I actually don't know of any. If you're my first love out there, I love you too.
Slide into his DM.
Slide into my DM and make your feelings known. I promise to love you too. Yeah, so how long did your love last for your first love?
It was just there till we left each other.
So was it up to a year? Was it up to 6 months? Was it up to 3 months?
I knew this girl I'm talking about was part of my childhood, man. There's no way you call my childhood without calling her.
Okay.
She was actually like there when I was like 2 years, 3 years, four, five, six.
Oh my God, that's a very long time ago.
Bro.
If there is, now, do you miss her?
Do I miss her?
Yeah, do you miss her?
Yes, I do. Because I miss her. Miss her. She's someone I could always go back to and tell something, even something I can't tell some girls that are very close to me.
You could tell
shock her. You, I could tell her something that I might not even be able to tell my girlfriend.
You had a girlfriend. Okay, you can't tell your girlfriend now.
I don't have a girlfriend now.
Okay, then
yes, I could tell her something that I couldn't tell my girlfriend.
She wasn't your girlfriend.
She wasn't my girlfriend.
You're playing her.
No.
So please explain yourself.
See, like, me and her, we're far from each other.
Okay.
We chat on phone and everything.
Okay.
But I could run to you and tell you something that, see, because I have that trust in you, like, okay, you're just like part of me, and I'll tell you this thing, but I can't tell my girlfriend.
Okay, you had a girlfriend then, so now you are saying that the girlfriend you had then, you were not in love with her. That's obviously what you just said. You just opened your mouth now.
Well, thank God the girl doesn't care about that. Was in love with, doesn't know she was the one. So
the girl you were in love with, you were in love with her, and you had a girlfriend then. You were not in love with that girl then. So that was your first love. I'm sorry, whoever that was, he was in love with you then. He was in love with somebody else, whoever that was, his first love.
It's not my mouth, he had it for.
If there is a chance, would you revert back to your first love?
Hopefully. I pray, yeah. Because she's a very nice person.
Why would you want to go back to your first love? Haven't you met other beautiful girls?
No, I've met other people, but see, if you talk about the bond me and that girl shared, man.
You are no other person has shared.
Me and no other person.
Girls, you guys are listening.
See,
casting himself.
Guy,
all those things is telling you that he loves you.
I actually felt one kind of bond with one girl, so again, in secondary school. You know, I wasn't a player now. I was just.
You see yourself. Who asked you?
No, see, I was just playing. I actually felt that kind of bond too with one girl in my essence, in my senior secondary school too. But not like we dated or something.
Okay.
But I felt that kind of bond with her.
Okay.
But I think her friends then just restricted me.
Okay, so that's the only love that resonates with that.
It was resonating with my first love.
Okay. There's one thing we should know about first loves. Everything that is first are some of the most memorable moments in life.
Yes,
and depending on the situation, can either bring us a feeling of ecstasy or a sense of devastation, a sense of total breakdown. You can focus on totally love. Either way, first love is hard to forget, always special. First love is uniquely unique, as it introduces you to feelings you never had before.
Okay, see, there's something I picked up from what you just said now. If you want to find out who your first love was, see, okay, probably try someone you haven't talked to in a while, like a very long time. Slide into the person DM. Let's see the person responds. Like how the person will respond to you and chat with you and everything. Because you said first lover, like you can't just forget your first love so easily now.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's just see how the relationship or the talk will start building up to.
It's first love is a hallmark. Like it's a set stone. There is a stepping stone to other loves. First, your first love will either make you or break you.
That's true. Your own broke you.
Yeah, mine broke me, and I'll tell you, it really affected me. I really had issues falling in love with people. I created this god. I built this god that made me not to want to fall in love. I mean, I really like you, but I don't want to fall in love with you. Because it's hard to control myself. That's when I realized that I'm a bad lover. I love you and I love you badly. And if you fuck me up, I'll fuck myself up and I'll fuck everybody around me up.
Shit.
It's bad. And since then, I don't want to fall in love.
But do you know something? Guys actually fall in love the most. Like when a guy is in love, he's crazily in love.
That is what I'm saying. And girls think that guys play. But they don't know that when they get a guy's password, the guy can never leave them. It's hard. It's really hard because before the guy can leave them.
Yeah. Yo, so to all the girls that Trev has been with, he never liked them. He never loved anyone of
you. Are wait, I said if, that.
Wait. That's what you're trying to explain. See,
I never said
because
that,
you said you built a guard.
Okay.
You built a guard now. And obviously, when you're being, that means you can never fall in love again. And
no, that's not what I'm saying. I say it made me build a guard. Although I've met a couple of people. A couple of people that I met in my life.
They unguarded you.
Not like they unguarded me, but they created a grease. So there was like a grease. That stone became lubricated and started falling off, so I can be able to feel I'm in love again.
Start giving up the poetic flow.
I can be able to feel I'm in love again. So love is hard to explain. That's what I can say. First love develops organically over time. Yeah. So as I said, mine broke me. So your first love can either made me
mad.
Yours made you. Mine broke me. That's why you are this light skinned, bold, energetic man that no girl can resist. And that's actually good. There are some experiences you have that affect you. But what is important is what you want to do moving on.
Yeah.
You can't use your past experiences as excuses. Always fucking other people's lives. And I realized that that experience made me to I fucked up some people's lives.
Oh, sorry to RIP to all of you.
I fucked up some people's lives, being that they would say they love me and I have feelings for them, but I can't love them because I know I love recklessly. Reckless love. Corey Asbury. Yeah.
Oh, you ain't know I can sing. Shorty, your little body. Shorty, my little boo thing. And shorty got the fatty. Shorty be catching mood swings. Every time I fuck without a rubber. I nutted on the covers, and I kept it undercover, 'cause I don't kiss and tell.
The risk I take isn't one I'm willing to. I'm shutting these doors of indecision. You grip onto frailty, always trying to beat my own shine. holding on to my scars, tending them as with a flock, carving them to several shapes of gold, so in the end all my shame I withhold. The end is nigh, I hear, every isle of truth I've marched upon myself, the lies I rehearsed, I crave, forever my hopes lay in a grave. Sheer, I dive in this pool with no water, searching for seams of hope. With this mask I delve into breathlessness, shadowed ripples and usher into nothingness. If I love, would you love me too? If I dive, would you be my tube? If it's hard, I can't tell, cause it will be my first. Please break my heart, then this love would be the end. The fences.
Wow, wow. Original poetry from Drep. And guys, remember to tune in every Sunday for fresh new episodes on Playing the Podcast.
Remember also to keep the conversations going. Please share. If you listen to this and you like it, please share.
Yeah, and you could also find us on various listening platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and TuneIn. We're always there for you.
Don't forget, you can give us topics to talk about. Never forget.
Yeah, and if you want to also share your first love story, you could do well to tell us in the message section or comment section.
Music.
Poetry.
Words.
Stay tuned. I'm JJ.
And I'm Drev. Thank you for listening.